弟兄姊妹们好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
很高兴能够这一次来参加这一次的特别聚会。
I'm so glad that I can be here tonight, in this conference.
我也是很愿意把我在主面前所领受的和大家一同来分享。
I really love to share with you what I've learned before the Lord.
这一次你们所给我的题目乃是大卫的诗篇中的学习。
The topic that you have given me is how David learned from the Lord through the Psalms.
我想我们读圣经都知道。
And when we read the Bible, we understand.
在旧约中间有好多位是被神所使用的。
In the Old Testament, there were a lot of people used by the Lord.
他们在神面前都有非常丰富的学习。
Before the Lord, they have very rich learnings.
但是他们说圣经所记载的这一些的旧约中的伟人。
And all these important people that were mentioned in the Old Testament.
他们所学习最全备的那是大卫。
The one that has a complete or more complete learning is David himself.
亚伯拉罕有他特别的学习。
Abraham has his special learnings.
摩西有他特别的学习。
Moses also have his special learning.
但他是重在某一方面。
They all emphasize in certain areas.
大卫的学习是全备的学习。
But David's experience is pretty broad.
还有一个的特点。
And there's another special point.
亚伯拉罕、摩西和其他人。
Whether it's Abraham, Moses, or other people.
乃是从别人的观点来讲解到他的生命结束的学习。
They describe their experience through a third person's point of view.
只有大卫是主观地把他感受的发表了出来。
Only David expresses experience himself.
所以无论是中国人或者西方的人，旧约都欢喜读诗篇。
Whether it's Chinese or Western people, when they read the Old Testament, they love to read Psalms.
诗篇不仅是理智上的讲解。
Psalms is not a description, a factual description.
诗篇乃是感性上的发表。
But rather it's an expression of what he feels.
在诗篇中所表现出来的。
And in addition, what is expressed by the Psalms.
非常的完全。
It's very complete.
我想我们如果去读诗篇会觉得很稀奇。
When we read the book of Psalms, we find it very interesting.
大卫在旧约的时代竟然能够有这么深刻的、这么丰富的学习。
At the time of David, he has this deep experience of the Lord.
我读了诗篇。
When I read Psalms,
我也读了许多参考的书。
I read a lot of expositions as well.
我印象中最叫我深刻的。
But according to my experience, the most the deepest impression I got
是大卫的话。
It is through David.
大卫有一套 synopsis.
David has a book of synopsis.
他里头讲到诗篇有一句话。
And there's one sentence describing the book of Psalms.
什么是诗篇?
What is Psalms?
是耶稣基督的灵在古代那一些爱主活在神面前的人。
It is the spirit of Jesus Christ in the people in the Old Testament.
他们因着耶稣的灵在他们身上做工，而到有特别环境的时候了，把他们的感受发挥了出来。
It is through the spirit of the Lord Jesus when the spirit work in them through experiences, they express their feelings.
这一位基督的灵当主耶稣在地上的时候。
The spirit of the Lord Jesus when the Lord was actually on earth.
当主耶稣遇见了各种不同的情况。
When the Lord encountered different situations.
也是基督的灵从他的里头发表了出来。
And the spirit of the Lord expressed himself through Jesus Christ.
我这样讲太笼统了。
When I describe it this way, it seems to be very abstract.
大家会有深刻的印象。
But I want to have a very good impression to you.
主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
When the Lord was crucified on the cross.
喊着说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
When he cried out, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这是诗篇第二十二篇。
It is according to Psalm 22.
我从前更是不明白。
In the past, I don't understand.
到主耶稣钉在十字架这么痛苦的时候，他还有这一种的兴趣来背诗篇的。
When the Lord was crucified on the cross, when he was so painful, how can he still have the time to memorize Psalm 22?
大卫说，不是他来背诗篇。
But he's not really reciting Psalm 22.
耶稣基督灵当初在大卫身上，就大卫遭遇到了以后像主耶稣十字架上这种痛苦的时候。
When the Spirit of the Lord allowed David to experience something that Jesus Christ actually experienced on the cross.
基督的灵在大卫身上就发挥了出来了。
And the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ expressed it through David.
So, 我们读诗篇是非常丰富的诗篇，但是要有一种特别的方法来读的。
The book of Psalms is very rich, but you need a special way to read it.
我常常劝弟兄姊妹,
I always encourage brothers and sisters.
你读诗篇的时候，要刚硬你的心，不要被里头的话感动。
And when you read the book of Psalms, you need to have a strict heart and not to be moved by the words.
为什么缘故呢?
Why is it so?
我自己是如此，我看见好多弟兄姊妹都是如此。
I read it in such a way, and I find other brothers and sisters doing it the same way.
这篇诗篇有三句话感动的。When
we read this chapter, there are three words that move you.
第二年来读的还是这几句话。And
the next time when you read the same book, with same chapter, also the same three words.
四五年之后还是这几句话。Four,
5 years later, same three words.
这句话都不受感动的。
And other words didn't touch you.
就那几句话感动了。
Only those few words touch you.
真的非常的可惜。
And this is really a shame.
So 我读诗篇必须不要叫你的心灵被你的话感动。
When you read the book of Psalms, do not allow your heart to be moved by the words.
用你的理性清清楚楚把这一篇里头的内容仔细地查出来。
Use your mind to examine the facts of the psalm.
它有它的重点。
It has its emphasis.
而它的每一个重点有它前后文的述说。
And each emphasis will be described what happened before and after.
你要用理智理性把整个诗篇的内容明白了。
Use your mind to understand the facts of the psalm.
然后翻开你的心灵被他的话感动。
And then afterward, open your heart and allow the words of the Lord to touch you.
到这个时候你所感动的不是这三十句话。
And then at that time, it's not just that three or four words to touch you.
那全诗篇的内容。
But the content of the Psalms will move you.
所以你读诗篇必须要用理性上的明白，然后灵性上受感动。
So that's why when you read the book of Psalms, you need to understand it through your internet, and then moved by the Spirit.
当你有这一方面学习了之后了,
after you have this learning,
然后你去读诗篇,
and then you read Psalms,
要读得很熟,
and you read it really, you're familiar with it.
我想弟兄姊妹, 我们最熟的诗篇, 诗篇第23篇, 对不对?
I understand we all familiar with Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不至缺乏,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我相信你们当中好多人都会背的。
I'm sure most of you can memorize it.
但我要问你们一句话,
but I want to ask you this.
当你做梦来背的时候, 有没有背错?
When you are memorizing it in your dream, have you ever memorized it wrong?
你不光白天能够背,
not only you can memorize it during the day.
到晚上做梦讲梦话都一个字都不错的。
When you are dreaming, can you memorize this word by word in a dream?
你把这个诗篇23篇这么熟了,
when you are so familiar with Psalm 23,
然后你在安静的里头再把整个的诗篇来背出来,
and then quietly recite the whole Psalm 23.
背出来的时候去体会到在这个诗篇里头基督的灵的发表的感动到底是什么。
When you recite it in such a way, and then you will find out what is the Spirit of the Lord trying to tell you.
有的诗篇的话感动是非常沉闷的。
Some of the words in the book of Psalms is very dull.
或者它是很沉重的,
maybe heavy.
有的时候诗篇的话是非常的优雅的,
but some of the words are very beautiful.
有一些诗篇是非常的高昂的,
some are very royal or high.
你读诗篇一定要把这种基督的灵不同的感受从你里头发挥得出来。
When you read the book of Psalms, you need to understand the Spirit of the Lord and how and express it through the Spirit of the Lord. Then when you read the book of Psalms, it is not just a little bit of help to you.
你灵里头被造就了,
but your spirit will be educated.
我或者讲一个小的故事,
let me tell you a small story.
一个月前我在纽约,
a month ago I was in New York.
中国有个非常出名的钢琴家叫郎朗, 有一个的表演,
and there was a very famous pianist from China called Lang Lang performing in New York.
我的女儿给我们两张票, 我们去参加。
So my daughter gave us two tickets, so we went.
我不知道你们当中学钢琴的人有没有去看听过郎朗的。
I don't know how many of you have heard from this Long Long.
他有两个礼拜在那个很出名的地方在那里演奏的, Julia在演奏的。
And for 2 weeks, she performed consistently.
但有一天不是演奏,
but one day, it wasn't a performance.
也是他负责了,
but she was responsible.
当中差不多有10个孩子就 master class 临时的训练。
Oh, there were a group of master students trying to be learned, to be taught by her.
那这一些什么纽约选出来的都是学钢琴很好的。
And these were the top students in the piano class.
一个人一个人在那弹。
So one by one they played the piano.
她坐在旁边。
And she sit beside.
悠悠闲闲也不在乎什么。
And she was just enjoying herself.
弹完了。
And then after the each person
performed,
and then she will say,
你今天说弹掉有个地方不对。
And then she will say, well, what you did was not right.
或者没有不对，有个地方不够。
And certain area is not good enough.
这些都是弹钢琴的人哦。
These are the top pianists.
我也不能太懂。
Well, of course, I don't know too well.
但有一个那是弹贝多芬的。
One of them were playing Beethoven.
但是那里头有几句话，你弹就把感觉没有弹出来。
And she said, well, a few part of the song wasn't really played well.
就是再弹一遍。
Would you like to try again?
我们听得很好了，又高高低低的，很好了。When
we hear, we find it very good.
他说你感觉还没有弹出来。But
she said, no, you haven't really expressed the feeling of the song.
你站在旁边，我来弹。Well,
why don't you sit down and I'll play?
他没弹了。Then
she will just
自己一句话,
only a few sentences.
高高低低的也是,
up and down,
感受不一样的。
But then your feeling is
very
when we are outside of hearing it, we realize
the difference.
We are not experts, so we thought the students are good.
这个感受是不同的。
But then you can tell that it is different.
有一个年轻人弹琴。
There was a young man playing the piano.
他说你小手指头的力量不够大。
And she said your last finger wasn't strong enough.
你这个的调子里头有个沉重的地方，必须小指头的重才可以。你小指头不够重。
This piece that you were playing, there was certain part that was very you should play with some force with your last finger.
所以我们在那里听的时候啊，
When we were listening,
原来音乐是这样的哦。
And we found out, wow, we have a new concept of music.
我们在纽约灵力精神会的里面。
In our summer conference,
我们弹琴就陈孝云是神学院的里面的音乐的教授。
We have Sister Chen. Yeah, Sister Chen that played the piano for the conference, and she was a professor in the university.
我就问她了，你常常听听有没有参加过郎朗的演奏会啊？
So I asked her, have you ever heard from this Long Long?
她是神学院的声乐系的教授。
Actually, she was a professor in the Bible College.
她说我不光去参加她的演奏会，我还买她的唱片，经常来听的。
And she said, not only do I go to her performances, I also buy her CDs listening.
听什么？
What am I learning?
不仅是音乐。
Not only the music,
是音乐中间所表现出的感觉。
It is the feeling expressed through the music.
弟兄姊妹，我对音乐有点外行。
Well, sister, I am not familiar with music.
但是我读诗篇是花了相当的功夫了。
But when I read the book of Psalms, I spend a lot of time.
所以读诗篇头一个难的，要理性上把整篇诗篇的内容了解。
When you read the book of Psalms, you need to understand the facts first.
第二个，把诗篇总要背出来的时候了，来感受到发挥出来的灵的感觉。
When you are reciting the book of Psalms, you need to express it through the Spirit of the Lord.
这样才对我们灵性有正确的帮助。
And then it will be edifying to our spirit.
那我盼望在这3天聚会的里面，
I hope that through these 3 days,
跟大家来读了5篇的诗篇。
I'm going to read with you 5 chapters in the book of Psalms.
这5篇的诗篇，头一篇是跟今天跟大家来谈的是32篇。
of these five chapters, this evening I want to share with you chapters 32.
明天上午跟你们大家来读63篇。
And then tomorrow morning we go over 63.
今天晚上先跟大家看的，乃是大卫的神秘诀认罪的诗篇，把他认罪的感觉发挥出来。
This evening we want to share with you how David confessed his sins and how he feel about confessing his sins.
明天上午来看到63篇。
Tomorrow morning we're going to study 63.
乃是跟大家一同来分享到大卫在环境中非常艰难困苦的时候的，他里头来张扬神的同在。
And tomorrow morning we want to share with brother and sister how David way before the Lord during his most difficult time.
你礼拜三，明天晚上。
Tomorrow evening,
跟你们来谈到了他如何在神面前，在圣所里头一同来亲近主。
And we will also share with brother and sister how David draw close to the Lord in the temple.
到礼拜天的早晨，先跟你们来看到了132篇。
So Sunday morning, let's read verse 132.
他如何立志要为着神来建造圣殿。
We will talk about his conviction to build the temple for the Lord.
然后礼拜天上午第二堂跟你们一同来看到诗篇第60篇。
And then we will read chapter 60 of Psalms.
他在地上征战的时候，他所有的感受。
When he was fighting all these battles on earth, his feeling, what's inside of his heart?
是我来选了这五篇的诗篇。
So I chose these five chapters.
盼望能够代表到整个大卫一生在神面前所感受的五个代表的诗篇。
Hopefully, these are five representative of his experiences before the Lord.
那我已经把我所要讲的大纲已经印给大家了。
I have already printed out the outline for everybody.
也用 PowerPoint 来跟大家来讲。
We will also be using PowerPoint.
现在这也花了我好多的时间。
It took me a lot of time.
但是我是想用个 PowerPoint 的话呢，你们听的印象能够深刻一点。
But I thought that if I use PowerPoint, that it will be impressed more in your heart.
特别我是上海国语，有的词句你们还搞听不清楚。
Maybe my Mandarin, my 国语 from Shanghai may not be so familiar to you.
但是还印出讲义来了。
But now we have the handouts.
你们回去的时候还可以仔细的来看。When
you go home, you can read through them very detailedly.
盼望在聚会中间一些重点上，我跟大家来分享。
During the meeting, I want to emphasize a few points.
但是细节的事情呢,
but for the details,
讲义自己回去去读,
you have to go home and read them.
这样或许能够对弟兄姊妹帮助能够更加实际一点。
Hopefully, this will be more useful to brothers and sisters.
所以要讲到大卫在诗篇上所说出来他的神秘界的学习。
When we talk about the experience of David through the Psalms,
一开头最开始的应该看见他在神面前的认罪的光景。So
the very first or the beginning is to talk about how he confesses sins before the Lord.
大卫所认罪的诗,
the Psalms about him confessing his sins,
51首是最深刻的。
Psalm 51 is the with the deepest feeling.
我想弟兄姊妹你们都已经明白了。
I'm sure you all understand.
So 我这一次选了第32篇。
This time I want to use 32.
51篇是大卫认罪的诗。
Psalm 51 is a psalm of his confession.
他感觉非常的深刻。
His feeling is very deep.
但他认罪的感受 32篇比51篇更加的完全。
But the feeling of confession of his sins is more broad and complete than Psalm
32.
When you read 51 and Psalm 32, the feeling is different.
那么51篇, 我想我也没有时间跟大家来讲了。
Psalm 51, I would not have time to
address.
So after David's sin with Bathsheba, the prophet came and chastise him.
我想大家应该知道，我提醒一下就是了。So
I'm sure you remember this psalm, and I just want to
refer。犯了罪之后求神赦免。When
he's after he sinned against God, he come and ask for forgiveness. How did he do it?
神啊，求你按照你丰盛的怜悯赦免我的罪。
Lord, Please forgive my sin according to your great mercy.
大卫不是说神啊, 我为你做了这么大的工作了, 我今天有这个罪的话, 求你赦免我。
David didn't say that, I've done so much for you, Lord, I only sinned this time, so you forgive me.
大卫知道, 无论为神做大的工作, 他犯了这个罪了, 被神所定罪的, 被神所惩罚的, 没有任何理由好讲的。
David knew that no matter how much he had done for the Lord, when he sinned, there's no excuse for it.
所以他求神按照他丰盛的怜悯来赦免他的罪。
That's why he asked the Lord to forgive him by his great mercy.
诗篇51篇说,
Psalm 51 says,
你责备我的时候，心为清正。
When you punish me, you are righteous.
你责备我。
When you punish me,
你刑罚我。
When you chastise me,
是应该的。
It is reasonable.
我为你无论做了多少大事,
no matter how much I've done for you,
无论你以往多喜欢我,
no matter how much you love me in the past,
我如果犯罪, 你不来责备我的话呢, 就别人都会批评你的。
When I sin and you don't punish me or chastise me, other people will scorn you.
是他的神的责备定罪里面都完全服下来的。
So when he was punished or chastised by the Lord, he completely humbled himself before the Lord. So he bowed before the Lord. When I sin, it's only an expression on the outside. But before I was even born in my mother's womb, I was already a sinner. Sin is not just an external behavior. But it is sinful nature in my heart that is expressed on the outside. But the most worrisome thing,
怕我这样犯罪了,
most fearful thing is when I sin, the Lord take away the spirit from me.
我实在是犯罪了。
Truly, I did sin.
只有求你按照你丰盛怜悯来赦免我。
But I ask you to forgive me according to your great mercy.
但是求你可以击打我，可以刑罚我，不要将你的灵从我身上收回去。
You can punish me, you can chastise me, but please do not take away the spirit from me.
再有一句话,
there's another sentence.
是我荣耀的骨头就能够翘腰。
So that my weak bones can rejoice.
这一句话我想大家应该知道。
I'm sure you remember those words.
大卫年轻是牧羊的。
When he was young, he was a shepherd.
当一只羊不听话,
when a sheep was not listening,
摔了之后, 甚至腿都断掉了。
He break his own leg.
或者有一些羊实在是倔强。
Maybe sheep was really naughty.
牧人责备, 责打他,
when the shepherd punished him with the rod,
把这腿都打断了,
even broke his bones.
但是牧人怎么办呢?
What will a shepherd do?
再用两块的板, 把他断的骨头绑起来,
and they will use two pieces of wood to tie up that broken bone.
就这样一个受这断的腿受过惩罚的一个羊, 仍然能够欢喜快乐活在神里面前。
So that this naughty sheep that has already disobeyed, now that he can recover and rejoice before the Lord.
那这是51篇里的重点。
This is the emphasis on Psalm 51.
我这次没有时间跟你们来谈的51篇。
This time I don't have time to share 51.
跟你们来谈到诗篇第32篇。
But I want to share with you Psalm 32.
我想弟兄姊妹, 你们圣经好不好? 一同翻开, 大家一同读一遍, 好不好?
So we all open our Bible to Psalm 32. Let's read it together.
我看你们很好, 圣经都带着。
You all have your Bible with you.
有许多的教会用 PowerPoint 的, 弟兄姊妹, 圣经都不带的。
Some churches, they use PowerPoint and Brown Sister don't even bring the Bible.
所以我们好不好把32篇整个的读一遍,好不好?
Let's read together Psalm 32.
弟兄们读单数节,姊妹们读双数节。
Brothers read the odd verses and sister read the even number verses.
弟兄们开始。 这赦免其过,遮盖其罪的,这人是有福的。 我闭口不认罪的时候,用终日爱恨,而骨头不干。 我想你承认我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说，我也向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
They shall not come near him.
你是我藏身之处，你必保佑我脱离苦难。你的救援的歌四面围绕我。
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye.
你不可像那无知的勒马，被用脚环配头勒住他，不然就不能驯服。你们一人应当靠耶和华欢喜快乐，你们心里正直的人都当欢呼。我先为了给大家读，主要给大家来提一下，乃是第一节、第二节与第十一节。
I want to emphasize verses 1, 2, and 11.
我们在读第一节的时候，第一节、第二节发现它的难处有四方面。
When we read verses 1 and 2, we find there are four issues.
头一个过。
The first one is transgression.
第二个是罪。
Secondly, sin.
第三个是二节的诡诈。
Thirdly, iniquity.
第四个乃是第二节的有罪。
Fourthly, guile.
这是我们中文的方言没有办法再清楚分出来的。
In the Chinese translation, it's hard to distinguish.
我等会会仔细的来讲。
But I will go through them in detail.
赦免其过，过乃是过犯 transgressions.
So transgression is wrong things.
第二个遮盖其罪，罪是 sins.
Secondly, sins.
第三个是第二节的，心中没有诡诈是 guile.
Okay, number three, guile.
然后第四个，耶和华不算为有罪，这个罪是 iniquity。
The fourthly is iniquity。
罪在神面前有四种不同的。
So sins has these four different aspects。
你过去读诗篇的五十一篇，读英文就会知道了。中文常常混在一起是四个不同的罪恶。
When you read the book of Psalm 51, you'll find that there are four aspects of sin。
什么叫做过犯？
What does it mean by transgression?
超越过所说定规的范围。
Transgression is going beyond the boundary.
什么叫做罪？
What is sin?
道德行为上的败坏的罪恶。
Sin is inappropriate actions.
这不过是消极一方面的。
This is only on the passive side.
在积极方面的。
Actively speaking,
那是神所定规的，我们没有达到，这个是叫做罪。
On the positive side, it is when what the Lord wants us to do and we cannot.
我们中国的儒家讲到罪，大多是指到消极方面的道德行为上的过错。
When we talk about sin in the Chinese confession system, we are talk about wrong behavior.
这是圣经中讲的罪，更注重的乃是神所定规的标准，我们没有达到。
But when we talk about sins in the Bible, it is when God's standard was not met.
罗马书告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans tells us that all men have sinned, come short of the glory of God.
神当初是按他的形象样式来造我们人的。
Initially, God created us in His image and in His own glory.
形象和样式是说神的本性、神的性情能够要在我们人身上表现出来。
His image and His likeness should have been reflected through our behavior.
不要说我们违背神，有败坏罪恶。
Not only when we disobey God, it is sin.
我们如果没有把神的性情和性质表现出来的，这个就叫做罪。
When we cannot express the image and the likeness of God, that is also sin.
保罗是亏缺了神的荣耀。
That's why Paul said we come short of the glory of God.
因为我们身上有神的荣耀的彰显的。
When we have the glory of the Lord expressed in us,
这个没有彰显出来。
But we didn't express it.
我们没有犯罪。
Even though we did not sin,
我们没有得罪人,
we have not sinned against people.
我们没有亏欠人,
we have not come short of other people.
但是我们没有把神所有的爱
But when we cannot express the love of God to us, that is also sin. Let's ask ourselves, do we have love?
有.
We say we do.
何必对我们儿女都是爱的?
Especially to our children.
什么叫做爱儿女?
What does it mean by loving your children?
好的儿女你爱他, 坏的儿女你也爱他.
Good children, you love them. Everyone loves them. What does it mean by loving your children?
你真是牺牲你自己所有的, 为了儿女好,
You're willing to give up everything you have for your children's enjoyment.
这一格在人类当中还有一些的保存。
I think we have kept this in our human nature.
那是先知怎么说呢?
What did the prophet say?
妇人一能忘记她吃奶的婴孩呢?
How can a woman forget his nursing child?
几乎有忘记的。
Even if she could have forgotten,
我都不忘记你,
but I will not forget you.
我读到圣经觉得很稀奇了,
when I read this, I find it very amazing.
哪有一个妈妈会忘记她的孩子的?
How can a mother forget her child?
这是一般的光景,
this is a general condition.
但是行归好, 加了一句话, 几乎有忘记的。
And it says, even if they are,
结果有人是忘记的。
So in other words, there are people who can forget.
我第三个女儿是学 social workers.
My third daughter was a social worker.
她拿到 master degree 之后,
after she got her master degree,
有一段专门到 Pennsylvania 一个基督教所开的那一些父母不要的儿女, 他们把她收养过来了来养着他们。
For a certain time, she went to Pennsylvania to work in an institute that take care of kids that were forsaken by their parents.
那里工作很辛苦,
it is very difficult work.
那里待遇很低,
and the pay is not that well.
我女儿就到那里去服侍了几年。
My daughter went there to work there for a few years.
我才知道, 竟然有父母忘记他的孩子。
And only then can I discover that there are parents who will forget their children.
所以圣经写得很仔细啊, 几乎有忘记的。
The Bible says, even if they are,
神说我也不忘记你,
but I will not forget you.
这个叫做爱,
this is love.
这一点爱, 不要说我们基督徒中有, 不信主的也有。
This kind of love is not just in Christians, it's also in non-Christians.
神当初造人是按照他形象和样式造的。
When God first created us, he created us in his image and in his likeness.
有吗?
Do we have that?
有。
Yes, we do.
对儿女是如此。
When we are dealing with our kids, yes.
对隔壁邻居呢?
What about your neighbor's kids?
找你麻烦的人呢?
What about people who bad people?
你有没有这个爱显出来?
Do you have the same love?
没有啦。
No, you don't.
不是说一人死是少有的，为人人是活着有敢做的。
There are few who will do it for the righteous or for the good people.
唯有基督当我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次显明了。
Only Christ died when we were still sinners. The love of the Lord is expressed here.
所以我们对着世界做儿女之外，没有那么爱他了。
Other than our own kids, do we love other people?
这叫亏缺神的荣耀。
This is what we call coming short of the glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你我若过来亲近神的话,
when we draw close to the Lord,
真是认识神对我们所的恩典,
truly understand the grace that the Lord has given us,
根据神所有的作为来了解神的心,
and according to his mighty work to understand his heart.
神的心是这样的来爱我们的,
this is how he loves us.
我们受到了感动,
and we are moved.
在这个时候,
and only at this time,
你我同时会发现我们有罪,
and only then we realize we have sinned.
我们没有活出, 神那样有永远的爱来爱我们的爱, 这个爱没有在我们身上显明出来。
Only then do we discover that we do not love other people like the Lord loves us.
这,
we realize we sin.
这是第二个遮盖其罪的那个罪字。
And then in the word sins in first verse.
第三个是诡诈。
The third word is
什么叫诡诈?
What does it mean by guilt?
明明犯了罪的时候责任归在别人身上。
What I mean is you have actually sinned but you put it You blame it on others.
我们给人发泄的时候，用有一些理由来解释。
When it was discovered, we always find excuses.
用一些话来遮盖。
We use some excuses to cover it up.
这就诡诈。
That is guilt.
然后在神的看来是有罪的 iniquity.
Lastly, is iniquity before the law.
Iniquity是什么意思？
What is iniquity?
那你的本性是败坏的。
In other words, his nature is sinful.
你做事的想法是败坏的。
Your intention was sinful.
你的态度是败坏的。
Your attitude was sinful.
稍微人惹到一边的时候，你个败坏东西出来了。
When you are agitated, your sinful nature was immediately
revealed.败坏当中一个最重的一件事。
And this agitation is the this iniquity is the most sinful.
当我们被圣灵责备的时候。
When we are rebuilt by the Holy Spirit,
我们会刚硬,
we will harden our heart, and we will defend ourselves, and we will react.
这个叫做罪孽,
this is called sin.
Iniquity.
This is called iniquity. So that's why we have four aspects.
到这四方面到了第十一节的时候呢,
when these four aspects come to verse 11,
it says,
be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous. The righteous people in verse 11 is contrary to this, people in verse 1 whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. These are all expressions on the outside.
到最后一句，你们心里正直的人是应付诡诈和iniquity的。
In the second part of verse 11, it says, and so for joy, all you upright in the heart. These are people contrary to the people who are have guile and iniquity.
所以你看见第一节、第二节是开头四方面罪的表现，十一章的时候两句话来应付了第一节、第二节四方面的错误。
So in verses 1 and 2, you saw the four aspects of our issue, and in the last verse, we see the recovery or the contrast.
所以我刚刚已经开头讲了。
So I've already mentioned it in the beginning.
诗篇第32篇对罪讲得非常的完全。
Psalm 32 describes sins very broadly and completely.
所以我们如果来看到诗篇第32篇的时候,
so when we meditate on Psalm 32,
我们真是会发现我们不光有过犯,
not only did we discover that we have transgression,
而且我们还有许多的罪。
And we also discover we have sin.
我们内心是诡诈, 我们内心又是罪孽。
We have guile and we have iniquity.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们需要神借着他的话这样来光照我们, 看见我们到底是神面前败坏到什么一种程度。
We need the word of the Lord to enlighten us so that we know how wicked and evil we are.
我们身上有一些的罪恶。
Yes, we have sins in our
bodies.
Only when our sins are forgiven, then we can draw
closer
to
God.
The anointing will not come upon people who have sinned. When we have sinned,
神的同在, 神的工作, 神的能力,
the presence of the Lord, the work and the power will not be with us.
事实上我们蒙恩也是认罪了。
Yes, when we first saved, we have confessed our sins.
圣灵的能力, 圣灵的同在会在我们身上。
And the power of the Spirit and His presence will be with us.
这句话很普通了。
This is a very general statement.
但是我发现一件事。
But I discovered this.
神同在, 圣能力在我们身上。
The presence of the Lord and His power on us
还是相当绝不的。
And it is gradual.
我们有一点的认罪, 神的能力和同在有多少?
When we have any confession, the power and expression will increase on us.
如果我们对罪的光景不了解的深刻, 认罪不了解的深刻, 神的能力就不会丰富的临到我们的身上。
If we do not have a deep understanding of our sin and our transgression, His presence and His power will not be with us.
所以我们今天蒙恩了之后,
today we have received His grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我请问,
Dear brothers and sisters, I want to ask you,
我们一直有一种欢喜快乐的灵吗?
Do we have consistently this heart of rejoicing?
我们都有一些侍奉主?
We all have a desire to serve the Lord.
我们侍奉主到底写着果效有多少?
When we serve the Lord, is there any result?
我想我们没有一个人不承认。
I don't think anyone will disagree.
我们有欢喜快乐, 但是经不起外的环境中痛苦的考验。
Yes, we have moments of joy, but it cannot last and it cannot overcome difficult
trials.
Yes, we do love the Lord and we do have an attitude loving Him.
但是神没有办法在我们上有一种能力，在那些倔强顶撞人身上了，然后神的能力透过我们而领导人身上。
But we do not experience this great power of the Lord in us that revealed when He first forgiven us.
我们是蒙恩的。
Yes, we have been forgiven.
但是我们蒙恩在神面前领受，我们成为表现并不完全，并不深刻。
But our experience is not deep enough.
所以弟兄姊妹，你去看诗篇第32篇。
So let us meditate Psalm 32.
所以我们来看到我们原有的败坏的光景。
Now we understand our natural weakness.
有这四方面的不同的。
We have these four different aspects.
我刚才已经讲过了，一个过犯 transgressions.
We have talked about transgression.
超越过神所设定的界限。
Going beyond the boundary that the Lord has set before us.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们在北美活的都知道。
Brother, sister, we understand in North America.
北美一家一家都没有篱笆围起来的。
In North America, there are no fence between houses.
如果你的孩子在门口玩球,
when your child was playing ball in the front yard,
有球丢到隔壁邻居的草地上去了。
Sometimes the ball will fall over to the neighbor's yard.
你孩子就过去就把球就捡回来。
Your child will go over there to pick it up.
你有没有看见你孩子这么做？
Have you seen your kids doing that?
我告诉你，你如果懂的话，你告诉孩子不可以的。
But you know, let me tell you that it's not right.
你的球丢在海隔壁邻居的草地上。
When your ball fall on your neighbor's yard,
这个草地是他的。
This yard is your neighbor.
你去捡球，你不可以到他草地上去捡球的。
When you pick up a ball, you couldn't go over to his yard to pick up a ball.
你的界限。
When you go over your property line.
虽然没有篱笆,
even though there's no fence,
但你不能够过你家的院子到人家院子里去的。
You cannot go from your yard to your neighbor's yard.
必须到人家去敲门说，伯伯，我有个球在你院子中，我可不可以来拿？
You have to knock at the door and ask for permission to go to your neighbor's yard to pick up the ball.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有训练你孩子这么做训练法？
I don't know if you have taught your kids doing that.
圣经里头所给我们看见的。
The Bible tells us,
我们所有的财产，我们有主权，我们可以使用。
All that we have the right to enjoy them.
别人的，我没有办法用的。
But whatever belong to others, we have no right to enjoy.
好多年前，我们在台湾有一位弟兄。
Many years ago, we have a brother in Taiwan.
他弟兄很好，很不是很多的。
This is a very good brother. He served in the church.
他的儿子很不听话。
But his son was pretty naughty.
结果他就到巴西。
One time when they were in Brazil,
到一位从台湾去到巴西发了大财的一个弟兄公司做事。
And he went to Brazil to work in a brother's company.
哦，他在台湾都不能立足了。
When he couldn't have his ground to stand in Taiwan,
到巴西去做事也很殷勤，很努力。
So when he went over to Brazil, he worked really hard.
一年多了之后，忽然来到纽约到我们家。So
1 year later, he came to New York to visit us.
我问他怎么样？
So I asked him, how are you doing?
我都到巴西这两年了，我想到美国来了。
You see, I've been to Brazil only 2 years. Now I can come to the USA.
我也不知道他为什么来。
I didn't know why he came.
这个老板也飞到纽约来找他。So
his boss came to New York to find him.
我一打听呢。
So when I heard about this,
原来这个年轻人在一个老板公司做事，拿了10,000多美金，就30年前哦，到了美国来了。Well,
I only found out later that he went to work for this company, and he actually took money $1 million from the company and escaped to USA.
30年前哦, Watson怎么就能够拿到这么多钱呢?
Oh, so 30, 40 years ago, so I asked him, how can you have so much money?
老板试着我,故意有几百块放在台子上,我不拿的。
So he said, my boss put the money in the drawer to test me.
做事情我是很忠心的。
So when I worked there, I was very faithful.
结果机会没有到。
But the time hasn't come.
到了个大的机会来了。
But when this great opportunity comes,
一万多块钱就飞到美国来了。
I have this $10,000 sitting in my drawer, so immediately I took it and went out.
为什么你可以去拿人家一万多块钱?
So I said, how can you take other people's money?
他是百万富翁，我拿一万块算什么呢？
He has tons of money, so it doesn't matter.
这叫什么?
What does it mean?
过犯.
This is transgression.
他是几百万是他的钱。
He has tons of money that's his business.
你不能够越过你的界限去拿他的钱。
But you cannot go beyond your boundary to take other people's money.
亲爱弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我刚刚蒙恩的时候听福音的时候，牧师讲到人有罪，将我气死了。
When I first listened to the gospel, when the pastor talked about people have sinned, I was very angry.
他一直骂说有人有罪。
He kept saying that everyone is sinners.
我说基督徒真不好。
I said, well, Christians are really bad.
请我来还骂我是罪人。
You invite me to come and you still said I'm a sinner?
你不相信我需要去调查。
If you don't believe me, you come to my school and take a look.
我是好学生。
I'm a good student.
你不相信我家中调查。
You can come to my home and
investigate.
I'm a good kid.
他还一直骂。
And he continued to accuse me.
我那个只有14岁。
At that time, I was only 14 years old.
你是罪了，我才没有罪了。
And I said, you are sinner, I'm not.
我他一直骂。
But he keeps saying.
我现在又走了。
So I left.
就是同学不好意思走。
But I was afraid to leave because my friend invited me.
所以我说我再不进礼拜堂了。
So I said, this is my last time coming here.
他足足骂我了有半个小时。
So he was saying this for half an hour.
我忽然想起了。
And then I remember something.
我小学五年级的时候。
When I was in grade 5,
刚刚放学了。
Way after school.
到康的时候拿一些东西回家来玩的。
I took something from the counter and take it home.
我才发现我有罪。
And I discovered I really have sinned.
我才认罪信主了。
Then I confess my sin and believe.
当我信主了之后，回家一看
，After I confess my sin and
好多学生铅笔、粉笔、纸头拿回家的。
And I discovered that I have a lot of things that belong to the school.
我才是一个一个都把它对付了干净。
So one by one, I dealt with it.
从对付到一个地步了，起码对神对人产生着无愧的良心。
I dealt with it to such an extent that I do not have evil conviction.
不是说这个是算不了什么了。
Well, the chalks doesn't really cause much.
有一个的界限的。
But there is a line.
而第二个。
Secondly,
我们还是有罪,
we have sins.
是道德败坏的罪恶,
moral sins and inappropriate actions.
我们多少是伤害别人的，也不一定对自己有帮助的。
So often we hurt other people and not even helping ourselves.
我们多少我们当初犯罪心蹦蹦跳，良心觉得不应该的，就为了某一个的理由了，我们照样做的。
Even though when we sin, our heart was really trembling, but we consistently doing it.
这一方面我们都蒙了光照认罪了。
Now when the light of the Lord shine on us and we confess our sins,
我发现我的正面的没有把神的爱在我身上显明了出来。
And then I discover more than that, that I have not expressed the love of the Lord God.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And I still come short of the glory of God.
这是在行为上的。
These are behavioral.
内心是怎么样?
What about in my heart?
是诡诈或是罪孽。
My heart is filled with guile.
但感谢主了。
I thank the Lord.
他的救恩拯救了我们，赦免我们的罪。
His salvation come upon me and he has forgiven my sins.
我们能够除掉了我们的过犯和罪。
We have remove our transgressions and our sins.
靠着主耶稣十字架上所流的宝血。
By the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
他担当我们的罪恶所有的刑罚。
He have borne all the punishment of our sins.
但我们能够除掉了诡诈和罪孽。
That when we move our guile and iniquity, it is not just through the blood,
乃是靠着他复活，就我们重生了，有新的生命在我们的里面呢，我们才除去了诡诈，才不除了罪孽。
In addition to his blood, it is through the power of his resurrection, and this power enables us to remove this guile and
transgression.
After I believe in the Lord, I turn over all my jewels.
有些是顺受钱拿钱来的。
Some of the things I really took and I didn't know where they come from.
有些借了人家东西一直不还的。
Some are borrowed from others and still sitting in my drawer.
还有好多的理由了。
And there are a lot of
一个一个都对付了干净。
One by one, I dealt with them very carefully.
差不多有三个月到五个月的功夫了，才把我对不起人的不道德的事情一个对付了干净。
But for 3 to 5 months, I dealt with all this one by one.
我慢慢发现我思想意念中间有不清洁，有嫉妒和纷争。
And then gradually I realized that in my mind there are some evil thoughts as well.
什么叫嫉妒？
What does it mean by jealousy?
我比人好倒高兴兴的，人家比我好，心都不太舒服。
When I'm better than others, I'm glad. When others are better than me, then I don't feel bad.
所以我没有去得罪他。
So how should I react?
但是发现我这个人是一个败坏的人。
Then I discovered that I am a evil person.
我稍微这个意念了，马上求神的宝血洗净我。
When I have this evil thought in my mind, I immediately ask the Lord to cleanse me.
世界上一般普通的话。
There are some very common sayings in the world.
你到野地去，没有办法，飞过去的鸟有脏东西掉下来，掉到你头上。
When you are going into the yard and the birds will drop it on you,
这个你避免不了的。
This is something that you cannot avoid.
但你总不能够许可鸟在你头上做一个窝。
But you cannot allow the birds to build a net on your head.
站在我们的身上。
And then
许多时候，不任一个的思想是邪恶败坏的。
There are many thoughts that are evil.
会不会留这些思想在我们里头，在5分钟、10分钟
？The issue is, do you allow this to stay in your mind for 5-10 minutes?
这是我们许多是软弱和败坏的开头。
And this are the beginning of our weakness and our corruption.
这些靠着我们重生了之后主的圣洁的生命把它去除掉。
When we are born again, through the power of this new life, we can reject this evil thought.
我有相当的时间才来接近我的思想的。
It took me a long time to come to realize this.
你马路上经过。
When you are walking on the street,
看见了有一些广告，有一些照片。
You see a lot of advertisements and commercials.
就是不好的思想就进来了。
All these evil thoughts come into you.
你没有办法不在这个世界上活着。
You cannot avoid encountering this in the world.
你会不会让这些思想停留在你心中有5分钟到10分钟？
But will you allow this to stay in your mind for 5-10 minutes?
是这一些，当我年轻的时候都一个一个祷告，求神保守我的。
When I was young, I asked the Lord to help me to overcome this.
但是过了一段时间。
After a while,
这些我都能够控制我的思想，不让罪恶在我里头作根扎根的。
When I can discipline my thoughts.
但是我发现我晚上做梦的时候，还有些许多罪恶和不道德行为的事。
But when I was sleeping in my dream, I still have these evil thoughts.
我就发现我的内心是罪孽的。
I realized in me there is iniquity.
不是行为中的罪。
It's not I pray to the Lord to cleanse me.
正像耶利米所说的,
like what Jeremiah said,
去掉我里头的罪恶的心,
take away the heart of stone and give me the heart of flesh. Please give me your spirit. Only when we are cleansed to such an extent that we can live before the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这是最基本的。
This is very elementary.
并不是说最基本的，我们每一个人都在这里已经好好的实行了。
But it's not because it's basic or elementary that everyone knows about it. And
天下的乌鸦一半黑。
All the birds are dark.
我们都是罪人，这是罪魁。
We are all sinners and we are chief sinners.
那么我们如果在罪恶中怎么样？
When we are sinners, what are we going to do?
第三节第四节了。
Verses 3 and 4 tells us,
我闭口不认罪的时候就终日爱恨而骨头枯干，黑夜白日你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
这一个是描写到我们蒙恩了，如果罪还在留在我们身上，我们所有感受的苦痛。
This describes, even after we are saved, when we sin, this is the sorrow in our hearts.
我终日爱恨骨头枯干。
I kept silent, my bones grew old.
感受到生活没有价值。
And feeling that there's no value in our life.
我所劳累的没有什么的果效。
We worked very hard, but we did not reap any benefit.
亲爱的弟兄们，我靠着主的恩典告诉你们。
Dear brother and sister, by the grace of the Lord, let me explain to you.
这是一个人衰老对主恶的原因。
This is the reason that people get old.
我靠着主的恩典跟你们做见证。
By the grace of the Lord, let me testify to you.
我是已经到了美国的年龄82岁了。
I am 82 years old according to America.
我身上有好多的病。
I have a lot of illness.
你们也已经知道为我祷告。
You know some of them and you have been praying for me.
今年3月我到阿瓦斯德去的时候。
March this year, I went to Iowa.
3天聚会讲师指导。
3 days I have to speak for 4 times.
他们说他们大学刚刚放春假。
And this is the spring break in university. So please come and give us 2 days of training.
我说好，我多了两天了。
Sure, let me come.
我告诉他们说我已经过了80了，我一天顶多讲2次道啊。
I said, okay, I have only passed 80, so I can only speak 2 times.
我从前一天能够讲3次，可以维持5天的，现在不行了，顶多讲2次。
So in the past, I can speak 3 times during the day. Now I can only speak 2 times.
他说好了，我们训练给你一天只讲2次了。Okay,
so this training, come speak to us 2 times each day.
早晨9:30聚到12:00。
In the morning, 9:30 to 12:00.
算一次嘛。That's
once.
我最多讲到2个钟头。
I spoke 2 hours.
我觉得身体还可以。
Well, I can still bear.
到晚上要讲到的时候。
But in the evening,
我发现肚子里都不舒服,
I realized I don't feel good in my stomach.
快要聚会了,
the meeting is starting.
我到厕所去,
I said I need to go to the bathroom.
你厕所全是血,
when I go to the bathroom, it's blood all over me.
刚刚开始已经聚会了,
but the meeting is starting.
我想等讲完道再说了,
so I said, well, maybe, okay, I'll deal with it after the meeting.
我上台,
so I came up to the platform.
2分钟我混过去了。
2 minutes and I pass away.
他们告诉我坐在前头的地方看我晃晃了过来扶着我，我们又倒下了。
I pass out.
当我醒过来的时候，
when I regain my consciousness,
一大堆人围着我。
So
一大堆的人围着我。
A group of people were surrounding me.
一个医生在摸我的脉搏。
And the doctor was taking my pulse.
我醒过来了。
So when I regain my consciousness,
oh,
so he said, oh, Brian Lim, it's okay.
我得告诉他们是出血。
I told them I brought over.
没几分钟救护车已经来了。
So the ambulance came.
我射掉了三分之一的血。
I lost 1/3 of my blood that day.
我的 hemoglobin 从 13.1 掉到了10。
My hemoglobin fall from 13 to 10.
到了9就要输血了。
If I go down to 9, then I have to.
我的内衣身上全是血。
My undergarment was all wet with blood.
医生只好让我看我情况怎么样。
So the doctor checked me out.
到第二天不出血了。
The next day, I wasn't breathing anymore.
第三天也没有出血了。
And the third day, I wasn't breathing either.
我是幸亏在两个月前做过了大肠镜。
So I said, fortunately, I have taken this colonoscope. Yeah.
我不知道你们这里50岁以上的人要做啊。
Well, for all of you that are 50 years old, you should do it.
如果我没有做,
if I haven't done it that day,
医生会怀疑大肠有癌症，破了才有这么大血。
So the doctor may suspect that I have cancer, colon cancer.
他说你两个月做过了，不会有癌症的。
So the doctor said you have done this 2 months ago, so you couldn't have colon cancer.
就让我休息就是了。
So he asked me to just rest a bit.
我住了3天，我才回家。
So after hospital life for 3 days,
我有6个礼拜没有出去讲道。
So
6 weeks
he didn't go out to preach.
我以后就恢复这样服侍了。
And then I fully recover and I continue to serve the Lord.
可是主，我身体恢复了。
So I thank the Lord that I recover.
我这样就服侍了。
And I continue to serve.
但弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我总还感觉我老得不算太快。
I felt that I wasn't aging that much yet.
什么原因?
What's the reason?
良心的平安。
Peace in my conscience.
什么原因?
Why?
那是圣灵的同在。
The presence of the Spirit with me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，事情忙不会叫你老。
Brother and sister, being busy doesn't mean that you will be tired.
心中没有神的同在，叫你忧虑，你才会老。
But if you do not have the presence of the Lord with you, then you will age.
神造人太仔细了。
When God created us, it's very detailed.
总有一些毛病会发生。
Sooner or later, there will be problems.
10年前我前列腺癌，开刀开掉。
So 10 years ago, I have cancer, so I operated on it and gone.
我现在还有点糖尿。
Now I still have some.
每天都吃药。
Diabetes. Yeah. So I still take medication.
但是感谢主，我照样能够侍奉主。
But I thank the Lord, I continue to serve the Lord.
为什么缘故？
Why?
那是灵里头保持的清洁。
Because my spirit is clean before the Lord.
怎么能够保持得清洁?
How can I keep my spirit clean?
罪恶败坏, 我也是污秽败坏的人。
I am a simple person.
靠着有一件事,
but there's one thing.
向着神来认罪。
Confess our sins before the Lord.
一个人不认罪的时候, 他会终日爱恨, 骨头苦干。
If a person do not confess his sin, he'll be groaning all day and
he'll be on.
And the hand of the Lord is heavy upon
him.
And in his heart there is trouble. When there is a little bit of trouble, inside of you, you worry.
第三,精力耗尽,如同夏天的干旱,没有功用。
My vitality was turned into the drought of summer.
没有一种活力。
There's no energy of life.
没有在神面前能够爱主、侍奉主和弟兄姊妹一同的摆上。
You cannot love the Lord and serve the Lord with brothers and sisters.
是他们怎么转变过来的？
How did he turn around?
转变很简单。
Very simple.
我要向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。
I confess, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden.
陈明我的罪是讲到信罪恶。
So acknowledge my sin.
就第二点，然后不隐瞒我的恶是iniquity。
And then my iniquity I am not hidden.
第三，他下面句话，我要向耶和华承认我的过犯是transgressions。
I will confess my transgression to the Lord.
你就赦免我的罪恶是guilt。
And then you will forgive my guilt.
所以神呢，都是只有一个的条件，叫我们向神认罪。
The only condition is we confess before the Lord.
不要隐瞒。
Do not hide our sins.
基督徒没有一个人伟大不犯罪的。
There's no Christian who are so great that he will not sin.
而基督徒伟大，那是有了罪了之后，向神来认罪。
The greatness of a Christian is when he sinned, he confessed.
你又会在神面前蒙恩。
And then you will receive grace before the Lord.
你又会发现你内心的污秽和败坏。
The more you experience grace, the more you realize you have guilt.
不像我们中国的儒家,
not like the Confucian,
用人自己力量来克制你的罪恶败坏。
to use your self-determination to overcome your weakness. No one can do that. We confess our sins. The more the light shines on us, the more we confess our sins. The deeper you confess your sins, the deeper you experience God's power.
所以请大家注意一件事,
so brothers, let's pay attention to this.
他怎么说呢?
What does he say?
他说,我要向耶和华承认我的过犯。
I will confess my transgression to the Lord.
你就赦免我的罪恶。
And you will forgive my guilt.
也请大家注意,
brothers, pay attention.
我自要, 还没有开口,
I will. And I haven't even opened my mouth. The Lord already forgave. The Lord is not dealing with formality. And the Lord doesn't really write everything clearly on paper. The Lord pays attention to our hearts.
When we are enlightened, we decide to confess our sins.
When we receive the light and we desire to confess, the Lord already accepted our desire. But then the Lord warned us. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. It talks about the urgency of confession. When the Lord enlightened us and we realize we have sinned, make sure you do not try to find excuses. You do not try to find excuses to yourself. And do not delay your confession before the Lord. Yes, after 3 days you confess, the Lord still forgive you. But at least these 3 days is a wasted. And you do not know what can happen in those 3 days.
是到了大水泛滥的时候了，我们就没有办法来到神的面前。When
we see the flood of great water, we do not know how to react.
我讲到这个故事，我就想起一件事。I
remember something that happened.
1947-48，我们的上海一次复兴。
In 1947-48, there was a recovery in Shanghai. And our church bought a piece of land to build a building. It's approximately 60 years ago.
买的地, 一共是128根金条。
The land cost us 128 pieces of gold.
而改房子三千人的有另外的费用。
And then to build a church building will cost even more.
那个时候神兴起一个圣灵的工作来。
At that time, the Holy Spirit worked mightily among us.
大家把在神面前所感到的奉献在神的面前。
Everyone was moved by the Spirit and offered all they have.
有一位的弟兄,
there was one brother.
是广东人。
He's from Canton.
上海做生意非常的大的。
He has a business in Shanghai and was very successful.
很节省,
but he was very.
我还记得他已经快60岁了。He
saved a lot of money, so he was approximately 60 years old. So at that time in Shanghai, we used those rickshaws.
他力气不够大,
he wasn't very strong.
就儿子跟他一同坐，一同骑脚踏车。
He was using a bicycle with his son.
儿子在他旁边，一左手扶着他的脚踏车，右手推着爸爸的脚踏车。
His son was holding on to one bicycle with one hand and his father's bicycle with another hand.
这是你们现在年轻人都不会怎么了，这是我们那一代省钱呐。So
today you probably don't feel a thing about it, but at those times, the reason we do that is because we want to save some money.
相当大的财主。
This is a real wealthy man.
到了1948，我离开上海之前。
In 1948, before I left Shanghai,
你知道共产的军队已经从山东到了长江，快要过长江了。
The communist army already came from Shantung about to cross the Yangtze River.
站起来做见证.
So, I stood up.
站起来做见证.
Stood up to testify.
他非常的难过.
He was very
sad.
Because the year before, when brothers and sisters all over there, all they have,
感动我把有一些的房地产卖了. 来奉献给改房,
the Holy Spirit also touched my heart and moved me to offer up some of the properties to the church. But I did not obey. I repelled this moving. But now, when I wanted to offer up, no one wanted to buy.
到一个完全跟工厂的成功了,
the government took all my property.
他有感动有奉献,
when he was touched by the Holy Spirit to offer, but he delayed for 1 year,
想奉献,
now he wanted to offer,
教会也不要了,
the church doesn't want it.
整个房子都已经, 所有的钱已经筹备好了,
all the money is already adequate.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊,
dear brothers,
我们要知道, 许多的事情有时间性的,
we understand that a lot of things are useful only for a time.
到大水泛滥的时候了, 要到神的面前,
when the great flood of water comes, and when you come to the Lord, you lost your opportunity. I've been serving the Lord for over 50 years. There are few very sad experiences.
有一些老弟兄, 有几位老弟兄过世了,
a few older brothers passed away.
病重的时候,
when they were really sick, I went to the hospital to see them. And they were crying.
他说林弟兄啊,
and they said, Brother Lim,
我这么多年神感动我没有好好地侍奉主, 好好地奉献,
for so many years the Lord touched my heart and asked me to serve him faithfully.
他现在他要死了,
but now I'm dying.
也没有心力这个奉献,
I cannot even offer myself to the Lord.
也没有这个机会好好奉献,
I don't have the opportunities to offer myself up.
他没有奉献,
so they didn't do it.
死了就能带走吧,
after they die, can they bring anything away?
过了就过了,
when you pass away, you pass away.
我们在神面前认罪是如此,
when we confess our sin, this is actually what happens. When we love the Lord and serve the Lord, it's also now. Therefore, it is very urgent.
到了有这些的时候了, 我们再看到下面,
so let us continue with this
chapter.
When we come to verse 7,
在第七节的, 第八节,
or that verse 8,
乃是神的教导,
this is the teaching from the Lord.
神怎么教导他呢?
How did the Lord teach him?
第八节是, 我要教导你, 指示你当行的路,
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go.
当我们在神面前肯定认罪了之后了,
when we are willing to confess our sins before the Lord,
我们今后所有的生活,
and our life in front of us,
那是神来教导我们,
the Lord will teach us.
所以第八节里说了, 指示你当行的路, 我要钉钉在你身上劝诫你,
I'll teach you in your way, I will guide you with my eye.
我在这里特别把英文翻译提出来了,
I especially want to put up the English translation.
I will guide you thee with my eyes.
I will guide you with my eyes.
他不是用中文说, 我要钉钉在你身上劝诫你,
it is not like the Chinese translation that I fix my eyes on you.
但是我要用眼睛来引导你,
but rather I will guide you with my eye.
我的太太在下面, 我们结婚50多年了,
my wife is here. We've been married for over 50 years.
她是北方人, 我是南方人, 我们结婚的时候啊, 许多看法做法都不一样了,
she's from the north and I'm from the south. Many of the things that we don't quite agree with each other.
现在如果有什么事情发生, 我在外面, 她在家处理了, 回来告诉我, 她说, 你该怎么办呢? 我说怎么办? 她说, 她已经办了。
So when I go out to serve the Lord and something happened at home, and when I come home, she asked me, this and that happened, what should I do? And I said, you should do this. And she said, oh, I did it already.
刚刚结婚的时候, your communication.
When we first married, we have communication problem.
Communication 有四个步骤.
Communication has four stages.
一个 communicate.
Communicate.
一个是 argue. 一个是 conflict。
三个步骤，有些是谈话，以后还争论，以后再争吵。 First you communicate and you argue and
conflict. 现在我们都不要了。
Now we overcome all this.
不光不要了。
Not only that we don't have, we don't need this.
你们在 Vancouver 的很少有机会到纽约到我们家去的。
For you in Vancouver, you seldom come to New York to visit.
我们常常有弟兄姊妹到我家。
Quite often, we have brothers that coming to our home.
要给他泡哪一种茶呢？
What kind of tea should we serve them?
我那人眼睛看我，我眼睛指一下，他就知道泡哪一种茶了。
So when my wife looked at me, and I smile at her, and she knew what tea should serve.
都不用口来教导的。
We don't have to say it.
眼睛就教导了。
Our eyes can teach.
这叫我们老夫老妻了哈。
So that's what we call.
这头一个我们真是相爱。
So we love each other.
第二个，心里的光景都知道了。
But we know our inside conditions.
说你知道这句话，大卫啊，2000年已经写喽。
But Brian says 2,000 years ago, David already mentioned this.
成熟，我会用眼睛来指导你了。
So David said, the Lord said, I will guide you with my eye.
不用他的威严。
Not his might.
也不用他心脏来打我们的。
Not his rod.
眼睛就知道就可以了。
He guides us with his eye.
不，他给我们警告。
But he gives us warning.
不可像那无知的老马。
Do not be like ignorant mule.
一定要狡猾和披头勒住他，否则他就不能够驯服。
They need to be harnessed with bit and bridle. Otherwise, they will not be able to come near you.
亲爱的弟兄，我感谢神。
Francis, I really thank the Lord.
一个人不信主，再做错的事，神也不管。
When someone does not believe the Lord, whatever sin he commit, God doesn't really pay attention to.
我不知道这里有没有摸到的朋友。
I'm not sure if anyone here who hasn't believed.
我请你们摸到朋友要知道啊。
I want you to know.
你不信主可以犯罪。
If you do not believe in the Lord, you can sin.
信主的时候也可以犯罪。
After you believe in the Lord, you can continue to sin. But when you sin, it's different.
你没有信主，里头也犯罪，里头也快乐，外头也快乐。
When you before you believe in the Lord, when you sin, you are joyful outside and inside.
你信主的时候，你一犯罪，外头快乐，里头难过，就麻烦了。
But after you believe in the Lord, and if you continue to sin, you enjoy on the outside, but you regret inside.
你要犯罪啊，让外头有快乐，里头有快乐，请你不要信耶稣哦。
But if you want to rejoice outside and inside, then don't believe in the Lord.
世界上神就任凭。
Well, the Lord will not pay attention to sinners.
但是我们一抹弯了，神管教。
Once we believe in the Lord will chastise.
为什么管教？
Why did he do it?
因为他爱我们，在管教我们。
Because he loves us, therefore he chastises.
好叫我们从这些罪恶中除掉。
So that sin can be removed from us.
好不好?
Is it good?
没怎么好。 许多时候打了鞭子才改的。
So often when we are really chastised by the Lord, punished with his rod, then we will repent.
我们有的时候有些过错了之后了。
Sometimes when we sin against the Lord,
神来鞭打我们。
God will punish us.
神的鞭打是为了挽回，而不是为了刑罚。
So when he punished us, it is because he wanted us to repent.
警告我们不要像无知的老马。
So he warned us not to be like those ignorant mule.
但他有个的应许。
But he has this promise.
为了依靠耶和华的，有慈爱，四面围绕他。
He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him.
什么叫依靠？
What do you mean by trust?
知道自己有罪，脱不了。
Knowing that if I sin, I cannot escape.
蒙了赦免之后，还可能再会犯罪。
Knowing that after we confess, we will continue to sin.
完全靠在神的身上。
Then we can only rely on the Lord.
我们有这种的心态。
If we have such an attitude,
神给我们应许。
The Lord gives us this promise.
就用慈爱四面的围绕我。
He will surround us with His mercy.
是到了十一节。
In verse 11,
他欢喜快乐,
he rejoiced.
你怎么欢喜快乐?
How did he rejoice?
两点,
two aspects.
一个是义人,
righteousness.
一个心理正直,
upright in the heart.
We are
righteous because our sins have been forgiven.
Our
heart is upright because we are born
again.
The life of God is in us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brother and sister, this is Psalm
32.
This is the experience of David when he confessed before the Lord.
但愿神恩待我们,
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们总一直需要在神面前常常地读这些话语,
Let us continue to meditate on these words.
从这些话语的里头了,也成为我们的经历,我们领受神更丰富的恩典。
May these words become our experience that we can receive more of His grace.
我们接受祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣,我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
你认识我们比我们所知道的还要多。
You know us better than we know ourselves.
你了解我们的败坏比我们所了解的更加的深刻。
You understand our evil better than us.
谢谢你,你没有容让随便我们。
Lord, I thank you that you do not let us go free.
你总是光照我们,责备我们,甚至有鞭打我们。
You always enlighten us, chasten us,
好像我们从罪恶中间得除掉，也得着洁净。
So that our sins can be removed from us, and that we will be cleansed by you.
让你新的生命把你崇高的品格也显在我们身上。
May your life and your character be revealed and manifest in us.
我们的主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你当初在大卫身上叫他了解的这么的完备，这么的深刻。
Lord, you allow David to understand and know you so deeply.
但愿我们也根据这样的诗篇，也蒙了更深刻的恩典。
Through this psalm, Lord, I pray that we will continue. We will also experience your deep grace as well.
请你听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.